Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jordana and Paul, it's 5:34 on a gorgeous, just absolutely gorgeous Thursday. I'm going to be on my own tomorrow because Paul will be preparing for his Sunday show. Well, he'll be taking 2 days off and then he'll be doing his Sunday show, but we'll be back together on Monday. And tomorrow we are sharing 19 stories in 19 hours to help kick off hashtag GiveAtHomeMN. We are doing our best to support local communities in their fight against this pandemic and also support local businesses. We talk a lot about business. Paul is an entrepreneur. I'm married to one. We talk a lot about small business on this show, and small business is suffering. We hear you. We feel you. We have lots of bankers on. And today we are going to talk with a professor about how small business owners can navigate this crisis and get ready to open up again. Professor Deeds is from St. Thomas. He is joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Professor Deeds, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. How are you?
You know, we're well, and I'm not sure if you got to hear the governor's press conference today. I know it was a long one, but he talked specifically about if your business can do curbside, whether, you know, any retail or, you know, food establishment that can do curbside can open on Monday, bringing maybe 30,000 employees back to work. Is everybody going to be ready by Monday to make that happen?
When we say everybody, let's start with consumers. I honestly don't know how many consumers are ready to go back. I think curbside will work for some things, but it's not going to work for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
We had Chrysler Farmer announced they're not going to reopen.
Right.
We lost one of the great restaurants in town, and I think it's just the first of many, unfortunately. And, you know, curbside, for some retail businesses, it'll get them some income. It's a nice move to make, but it's not going to – the economy's not opening up in a big way anytime soon. Hmm. And I think that's what small business owners have to recognize and plan on.
Professor Deeds, what general advice would you have for small business owners right now? If you can't make the home delivery work, even curbside delivery, are there other options beyond the PPP, beyond the Paycheck Protection Program, in terms of securing enough liquidity to try to keep the wheels on the bus here in the short term? I think we lost our dear professor.
Oh, no.
It's like a bad
Verizon
commercial.
Professor David Deeds, can you hear us?
Can you hear me now?
No. Okay, no. Paul, that was interesting that he said that. He said, because I thought that was a victory when I heard the governor say, well, 30,000 people can go back to work, and if you can figure out proper physical distancing and curbside pickup and delivery, which you think would be not necessarily that hard to figure out for some either restaurants or even retail establishments. You know, if you need crafts, if you need yarn, if you need fabric or wherever you, pet food or whatever, you call the store, you say, I want to do this curbside, and they come out. But he's saying, no, it might not be as meaningful as we thought it was going to be. Professor David Deeds, are you back with us?
Yeah, I apologize.
Hey, no worries. No worries.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm the bearer of bad news today. You know, there's just a lot of things that people I don't think are going to be ready to do anytime soon. And I think everybody is concerned. You know, we've got the massive unemployment numbers, but nobody else is talking about is the number of people who are also simply getting substantial pay cuts, 10, 20% or more, so that businesses can stay alive and organizations can stay alive. And all of that means, you know, it's going to be a while. So, the PPP, if you have, as a small business owner, if you have not gotten with your bank and applied for the PPP loans, you are truly missing out. At worst, it's a 1% annual rate loan, and at best, it's a grant with full forgiveness. So you need to take advantage of this.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, you mentioned the Bachelor Farmer. That went under. That's the Dayton brothers owned that, so there's money behind it. Why do you think it went under? Was it financially that strapped, or are they not applying for the PPP, or is it not effective enough to keep, you know, small businesses going? It's only been a few, it's maybe 2 months that we've been doing this. Is the PPP not working?
The first round of PPP did not work well. Going through the banks put the PPP to their best customers. So anybody that was under 500 employees qualified, which, and then because it was allowed to go to separate entities, so if you had an overall company, but they had a bunch of partnerships, so like the hotel companies and things frequently do, each location was eligible. So it went to some very large companies, and it went to the bank's best customers first. This round, they've set aside $60 billion that will go out to small regional banks and others directly targeted for community banks and other small regional banks and things. So it should function better this time. But I think the larger problem for restaurants is they're thin margins as it is. And now as you look out, even if they're being allowed to reopen, they'll probably reopen with a third of the capacity. So how do you make that model work? And I think you would, if you read the statement by, I think it's Mark Dayton, on Bachelor Farmer, it's kind of what he lays out. You know, it's a tough business. They're not coming back anytime soon, and even when they come back, they're going to come back with, very limited capacity, probably.
Professor, I keep wondering if this is the time when many small businesses that have the means can pivot to a more sustainable business model. I mean, this virus loves density. It loves a lot of people in a relatively small area. You know, New York City, the epicenter. Why? Because a lot of people live close together. So if you're a business, I mean, the measure of a good day is if you have a full store, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people in the store, a lot of people in the restaurant. You know, how do you thread that needle to be able to provide value when you have maybe a third as many people in your establishment? I mean, do you have to hike your prices or thin out your staff so that you're bare bones and just getting by? I really struggle with how you can make those numbers work.
I'm with you. It may be in the restaurant business you see a lot more prefix menus where where they can lower their wastage and lower their food costs and things so that they can do it and provide with a lower staff. What I really think is if your business activity level is down right now, so spend that time trying to innovate. I don't know what the solutions are. I'm not in your business. But don't do nothing. All those projects and all those ideas that you've stashed away and thought of and haven't pursued, pursue them. Think them through. Do the research. See if you can build a business model that might work. Because that is probably what's going to save a lot of these businesses. They're going to have to innovate their business models. I don't know how. If I did, I'd probably be worth a lot more money. but I think that's one of the key things right now. You know, when you're running a business, you never have time to get beyond the end of your nose. You know, maybe 6 hours in front of you is about as far as you could see frequently. Right now, you can see further. It's kind of bleak. But we are going to come through this. I mean, in 2-3 years, we're going to be coming out the other side of this, if not much before that.
Professor David Deeds from St. Thomas University joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. And you know, Paul, the takeaway then from that conversation that we heard, and he said, you know, he didn't want to be the bearer of bad news, but it's now is the time to rethink your business model. You do have some free time. Now get to that, you know, 30,000 feet, not your day to day when your business usually runs you. Get to that 30,000 feet and overlook it and say, okay, where am I going from here? And it's not going to look like it did. I mean, to survive, it's not going to look like it did just 3 months ago. It's going to look different. And yeah, maybe that's not what people want to hear, but it's probably what people need to hear right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.